Paul on the line from the Narrogin Revheads. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Mate, I'm excited. When I first moved to Narrogin, I knew two things about Narrogin. I knew that it was 2 hours from Perth, and I knew the Narrogin Revheads. I don't know how I knew it, but I did, because it's probably because it's just such a huge event.
Look, certainly it's one of the longest-standing regional motoring events that we've got, and it's a great way to bring people to our town and a great opportunity for all our volunteers and community clubs to fundraise at the same time.
Absolutely. Now, it's the 25th anniversary. What special things are happening over the weekend?
Look, we're going bigger and better with our burnout competition, which is the main feature of what we do. And with what we've done is actually created and expanded our categories and opened it up for a few of the other vehicles and entrants that compete. And hopefully it's going to give us a bigger burnout final on the Saturday afternoon night.
Awesome. I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to all this sort of stuff, but what is the Burn for Cash? Is that exactly what I think it is?
It is. The Burn for Cash is a competition we use for some of our people to compete, and I suppose it's a quick hellraiser to give them an opportunity to test their cars and tune their cars, because sometimes a few little gremlins might come out when they're unexpected over the weekend.
Now, there's a whole lot going on. You're going to be crowning Miss Revheads again. I assume that'll be a lot of fun. The Show and Shine as well. What's the Show and Shine?
Show and Shine is actually showing all the cars that we've got across the area and the ones that travel down across different categories, and get to see the pride and joys of a lot of the community people and people that travel down, and there's some amazing cars that come out and present.
So I understand you guys are going to have some live bands as well.
Yeah, look, there's live music on the Friday and Saturday night, so it's for everyone that attends, but also there's opportunities for local people if they want to come down on the night just for the music, that there's tickets available to be able to get in and spectate just on that side.
That's excellent, mate. Well, it looks like you got it fully catered. Looks like it's going to be awesome. We'll make sure to chat again next week, but it's all happening for the Narrogin Revheads on November 17th and 18th. Thanks for the chat today, Paul.
Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Look forward to seeing everybody there, and thanks for all our sponsors and volunteers that help us hold the weekend.